listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
Welcome to Full Power Living, the only show on international media that is dedicated to the exploration and understanding of emotions and their role in human life. I'm Eileen Dillon, your creator and host. We invite you to interact with us on our chat here at the emotionalpro.com radio page during the live broadcast, and you can also call us toll-free, 800-630-7858, 800-630-7858. Now, according to today's guests, 80 to 90% of women and a growing percentage of men dislike their physical appearance and are dissatisfied with their body. Body hatred, she says, has become the epidemic of unfathomable proportions in this culture. We're talking today about negative body obsession, something that can creep in when your desires for improvement are motivated by a gnawing sense of inadequacy. Ultimately, negative body image causes you to focus on small details and events concerning your body and eventually leads to you closing down your heart. That's when nothing can go right for you, when your heart is closed down. Sarah Maria, who has herself been afflicted with negative body obsession, offers a way out. We call that NBO for short, negative body obsession. Her way out is through remembering and learning more about who you really are and what true beauty is all about. She says if all you see when you look in the mirror is cellulite, wrinkles, or worse, you're not seeing what and who is really there. She's got a 5-step plan that will lead you to feeling good about your body so that you can celebrate its strength, vitality, and beauty. So who's Sarah Maria? She's a respected body image expert who impassions people to love their bodies no matter how they look. Through her speeches, coaching, and her best-selling book, Love Your Body, Love Your Life, Sarah Maria is showing women how to break people free from their negative body obsession, NBO, and adore themselves, regardless of what the package looks like. Her mission is to create a world where every person sees the beauty in themselves and in others. She's trained with such well-known leaders as Deepak Chopra, Dr. David Simon, Wayne Dyer, and Jack Canfield. And her work has been endorsed by Deepak Chopra, Dr. David Simon, and New York Times bestselling author Marcy Shimoff, as well as many other notable physicians and psychologists and educators. She brings a mainstream practicality and a spiritual inspiration to her book and to her mentoring. Before she started her career as a body image expert, she received a law degree from Stanford University and a master's degree in international affairs from Columbia University. Sarah Maria's passion grew out of her own 15-year struggle with body hatred and the obsession to stay thin, including bouts of anorexia and bulimia. And what Sarah Maria learned in her journey to self-love has provided the cornerstone wisdom for her book and her life's work. You can find her on the web at sarahmaria.com. That's SARAHMARIA.com. And Sarah Maria, welcome to Full Power Living.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
Let's start with this figure of 90% of people dissatisfied with their bodies. What's creating some of this?
You know, it's our entire culture really feeds this, what I call negative body obsession. And the way it does it is through, one, we live in a culture where a premium is placed on physical appearance and on a very specific physical appearance, namely young, very, you know, thin for women, muscular for men, this idea, this illusion of what is considered attractive in physical form. And it literally is a part of the cultural psyche, if you will. And that phenomena, that misplaced idea of what is beautiful, creates in each individual discontent, a feeling of discontent with their physical appearance.
Well, now, it seems to me that there have got to be different levels of negative body obsession, all the way from disliking a particular part of yourself to being ashamed of your entire body. And, you know, another thing is I'm a psychotherapist, and I've observed over the years that almost everyone, male and female, has some negative issue with their chest, for example. So tell us a little bit about NBO and what the range of it is.
You know, I'm so glad you said that, because NBO exists along a spectrum. I like to talk about this a lot because people say, oh, well, you know, this is just something for, you know, people who have eating disorders or, you know, an extreme, let's say an extreme case. And I say, you know, it actually occurs in, it's so much broader than that. And certainly it occurs, you know, in, on one extreme you have anorexia, bulimia, the eating disorders, the body dysmorphic disorder, these quote unquote disorders, but those disorders are simply an extreme case of the phenomena that is present in most people and in most people's psyches. So on the other extreme, you know, on the other end, you have people who, you know, maybe it doesn't affect their life that much, but they kind of have this nagging, the nagging voice that says, oh, if I didn't have so many wrinkles, or oh, I looked so much better when I was 30 years younger or 20 pounds lighter or whatever, whatever. And it, so it exists along that spectrum, along that continuum, and realizing that it is simply a matter of variation in degrees. We have this tendency in, I mean, as a culture, we kind of pathologize people on the one extreme, say the anorexia, bulimia, and absolutely, I've had all of those disorders myself, and it is very debilitating, no doubt about it, so I do not minimize the pain and the struggle that those people go through. However, what needs to be understood is that is simply an extreme form of what happens and what our culture feeds, which is this idea that who we are is limited to our body, and that our self-worth is wrapped up in how we look.
I think that's really a key point. I'm remembering as you're talking that, of course, I had some specific reasons in my family, but I grew up as a young adult to have very low self-esteem and did not appreciate the way I looked. And I have an adult daughter now who found some pictures of me when I was in my early 20s in a two-piece bathing suit. And she said, Mom, you were a fox. Well, I certainly didn't feel that way. And I remember passing a display window in a store one time and looking up at myself and actually somewhat liking what I saw, and realizing that I still didn't feel good about who I was. And I reminded myself, you better really appreciate how you look now, because it's only going to go downhill from here, you know. And you're going to wish that you loved yourself or your body later on when you really had a body that was youthful and beautiful. And so you'll love your body when it gets older, too.
Mm-hmm. And it's very, very common. People say, oh my gosh, you know, I hated my body. And then I looked at a photo of myself 2 years ago and I thought, wow, I looked pretty good. I looked a lot better than I do now. And it's a tragedy. It's a tragedy on every level, not simply because we don't appreciate our bodies when they're thin and fit and whatever they are, but the tragedy is that we don't see the beauty and the perfection in every single moment. And that's the real tragedy, because the fact of the matter is there is a beauty and a perfection that is not in any way dependent or contingent on, being young or being thin or being this or being that, right? It is a beauty and a perfection that is always there, and that any time you say, oh, wow, I looked really good then, or well, I didn't appreciate it then because I don't look that good now, you're missing the perfection that is there all the time. And that's the real tragedy.
I'll just report to you that I turned 67 about 10 days ago, and I feel great about my body now. And I'm glad you got yourself to that point, too. And,
beautiful.
You know, what interests me, too, as a person who specializes in working with emotions, is that you make a really good point in your book, Love Your Body, Love Your Life, that NBO is really a mechanism that people use for dealing with fear. Will you talk about that?
I will, and I'm so glad you asked that, because I'm going to answer that a couple different ways. NBO, the you know, we think of it, you know, if you've struggled with negative body obsession, which, you know, you've shared you have, and so many people have, I have, it literally is like, can feel like a living hell, you know, that it can be so painful, so debilitating, again, depending on where you are in that spectrum, but it can be very much the primary source of angst in your life. And understanding that, one, it serves a purpose, that NBO, came, you know, it showed up in your life for a reason, and it served a purpose in that it served a purpose, right? That everything that happens to us is for a reason and serves a purpose in our lives. And dealing with, you know, for a lot of people, because of their childhood, because of not getting the adequate support that they needed at certain developmental phases, and you can appreciate this as a psychotherapist, there gets to be a great deal of fear and instability. And NBO can really come in as a way of alleviating that fear and as a way of creating the illusion of safety in someone's life when they didn't have that. The very important thing to understand is, you know, once you realize that you have a problem, that NBO is a very big problem and a very real problem, it is not to say, oh, great, it served a purpose, let me hold on to it, right? Mm-hmm. It's to say, oh, wow, there's some major issues here of fear, of insecurity, of lack of self-worth, etc. I need, you know, let me tend to that. Let me use the negative body obsession to help me see, there's something deeper going on. And that is the most, I would say, the critical realization for anyone struggling with negative body obsession, with a struggle with food in their body, because on the surface level, you think it's only about your body and it's only about food. And when I first, years ago, you know, when I first started going to psychotherapy, therapist said, you know, I told her this, how obsessed I was with food in my body, because I didn't even know it was an obsession. It was actually only when she told me, wow, you're really obsessed with that, and I began to talk about it, that I realized what a stranglehold I had on my life. Mm-hmm. But she said, you know, this is not about, I was so young, I wasn't even aware of how much it had, that it was an obsession even.
But I think it doesn't matter how old you are, that is, at least in my experience, that's kind of a characteristic of negative body obsession, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely, because it so infiltrates your entire psyche, so that it's like it's a part of you. And until someone points out that it is an obsession, you don't even think it's an obsession, right? I mean, same thing. I had OCD, and I had no idea there was even anything called OCD. But all of that to say, what the therapist said to me was, this has nothing to do with food in your body. And I mean, she said, this is not about food in your body. I could not understand that. It was incomprehensible to me. And because in my psyche, and you will probably really appreciate this, all I saw was, it's about food in my body. That's all I saw. I didn't know there were emotions underneath. I didn't know anything. I just said, it's about food. It's about my body. And and it took me many years to begin to unwind that. And now I see so very clearly that it, on such a deep level, was about so much more than food in my body. So when someone can see, oh my gosh, I see how this was keeping me from fear. I see how this was, you know, helping me with this, or, you know, providing stability when I had none. That is the doorway to healing, because that's the doorway where you begin to access the deeper levels of reality, the deeper levels of awareness that will help you unwind the struggle. So,
but it doesn't really. I mean, it seems to me that, okay, we have fear, and in order mm-hmm. to deal with the fear, we begin to criticize our personal vehicle, our body,
mm-hmm.
and we attempt to control what goes in and out of it and how it looks. And that creates anxiety, so we either overeat or purge, like in bulimia,
right.
or we withdraw from contact with other people, which causes even more anxiety, and to my mind, leaves us living in fear 24/7. It doesn't.
Yes, it's a totally ineffective. Now, let me clarify. It's a completely ineffective way to deal with fear, right? It is a completely ineffective way to deal with your life or with anything, and a disastrous way of doing so. All I'm saying is that when you see, okay, here was an impulse to deal with fear, albeit dysfunctional, albeit creating all this angst, let me find a better way to deal with that underlying fear.
Great, great. So one of the things I came across on a PBS special some years ago was this program where they raised the issue that in order to have an identity as a human being, we need our body. When people had out-of-body experiences, they couldn't remember who they were. They didn't feel separate or anything like that. So I was fascinated in reading Love Your Body, Love Your Life, that when we attack or undermine our vehicle for knowing ourselves, probably because it's convenient and we can get hold of it whenever we need to. So, you know, the ultimate problem, as you're pinpointing, is that we get to know our contracted or dark self instead of the other possibility, the expanded light self, and that's who we get to see as who we are. And as I understand your book, you're really inviting people to move from the dark, contracted self into the expanded light self. Would that be accurate?
You know, that would be accurate. That would be accurate on some level, but I'm going to take it there is that element to it. You're absolutely right. I would take it even a step further and say what it is an invitation to step away from that which is false, that which is unreal, that which is illusion and delusion, and step into that which is real, that which is true. Because what is unreal is your sense, anyone's, sense of inadequacy, sense of insecurity, sense of, lack of self-worth, lack of, that whole thing of I'm not good enough, I'm not beautiful enough, I need to be perfect in order to. All of that is based on illusion and based on a very profound delusion that creates a very painful experience, and that is, you know, what you're saying. You could also call that the dark side or the contracted self, and an invitation to move into what is real, which is that you are perfect, right? That you are absolutely, unconditionally, and totally perfect and totally lovable, worthy of complete and utter unconditional love no matter what you look like, no matter where you're at. You are inherently lovable. It is a fact and an attribute of your existence. So I would, say it's really a moving away from that which is not serving you, that which will never serve you, that which has never served you, can never serve you, into the ultimate reality, which is the truth of your being and the truth of your perfection.
Wow. And I just want to comment that I'm sure people listening who have any of these issues, I would be very inspired to hear somebody who struggled with the same issues being able to even mouth the words, "You're really perfect inside." You know, it's time for our break. And when we come back, Sarah, I want you to talk about the 5 steps that you outline in Love Your Body, Love Your Life. We've been talking with Sarah Maria, body image expert. You can find her at breakfreebeauty.com or Sarah Maria, S-A-R-A-H, Maria.com. You're listening to Full Power Living. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.
So, how's life going for you now that the kids are back in school? Serene mornings with cooperative children taking responsibility for getting themselves up and off to school? All homework completed and permission slip signed? Yeah, sure. It may sound like a dream life, but it is possible to raise emotionally balanced children. And the Emotional Pro has the tools you need. Family therapist Eileen Dillon's ABC's ebook series offers parents information and tools to teach children how to master emotions. In the ABCs of Anger, you'll discover how to recognize and help a chronically angry child, the universal cause of anger in all children, and pick up easy, fun tools for reducing anger in your family. Check out all 10 of the ABC's ebooks at www.emotionalpro.com. We can help you with anger, fear, love, jealousy, and loneliness. Don't let your child leave home each day without the emotional foundations for life. Visit www.emotionalpro.com online today.
We're back on Full Power Living, talking today with Sarah Maria, who's a body image expert. She's founder of Break Free Beauty and author of Love Your Body, Love Your Life. You can find her at sarahmaria.com or breakfreebeauty.com. So, Sarah, I think it's important for people listening to realize that you're available to help them not only through your book, Love Your Body or Love Your Life, Love Your Body, Love Your Life, but also through your website, sarahmaria.com, because they can join an online community, they can get information about your personal coaching and so forth. Tell us more about that resource and where people can get a copy of Love Your Body, Love Your Life.
Great. So, Love Your Body, Love Your Life, you can buy online at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com. I know there's a delay with shipping from Amazon.com right now, but the BarnesandNoble.com, Borders.com, and you can get it certainly from Amazon.com. You can also get it in any major bookstore, Barnes & Noble, Borders, so you can get it in stock. I hear it's in the addiction part of self-help, so in Barnes & Noble at least. So you can get it at any major bookstore. And you're absolutely right. The website, and I really encourage people to check this out, it's breakfreebeauty.com, B-R-E-A-K-F-R-E-E-B-E-A-U-T-Y, breakfreebeauty.com. And I offer a free e-zine. I send it out every week. You can sign up. There's a box on the right-hand side of the website. It's on breakfreebeauty.com. It is where I send out an article every week talking about tools. It's really inspirational, uplifting tools to help you on your journey. And you'll also see I have coaching that I offer. You can learn about it on my website for people who want to work individually with me. I also offer, products. And I have a course coming up in January called You Were Born Beautiful, How to Discover and Experience Your Inherent Perfection. And I am offering, when you sign up for the e-zine, that is the best way because that's how I let people know about all my upcoming courses and events. Then the website sarahmaria.com. When you purchase Love Your Body, Love Your Life, go to the website sarahmaria, sarahmaria.com, and you will receive access to over 100 bonus gifts from partners who have supported me, including Deepak Chopra, John Gray, Marcy Shymoff. You will also find a place to sign up for my free teleseminar. And that is going to be happening this Tuesday, December 18th. If you miss it, I will be sending out a recording. It's entirely complimentary and is really designed to be a quick start guide to helping you implement all the material in Love Your Body, Love Your Life.
Let me raise a question here. You said Tuesday, December 18th. By my calendar, the 18th is a Friday. Is it Tuesday or Friday?
It's Tuesday. Let me fix the date. Thank you for catching that. It would be
the 15th.
Tuesday the 15th. The 15th. Uh-huh. I'm so glad you said that. I didn't have a calendar in front of me. It's going to be Tuesday the 15th. Thank you.
Yeah, certainly. Just make sure that people can get to it. I'd hate them
absolutely
to show up on the 18th. Okay. Well, now before we took our break, I talked to you about stepping into talking about, you have a 5-step plan, and you're addressing the emotional issues. I just want to say, as a psychotherapist, I learned, I had bulimia and binge eating and so forth was rampant for a while in my family of origin. And in learning about those, I learned that eating disorders were about issues of power and control. And for me, I saw that my addictive behavior was like a war between good and evil, as well as what you call fighting against the present moment. But I'm very excited about your approach, because in the way that you're approaching this, you're moving people away from telling them they're doing something they can't do anymore, they have to exert will about. And instead, you're using a principle I work with, which is to focus on what you want to become and not on what you want to overcome. So tell us how your plan does that, would you?
Yeah, it is. And again, I'm glad you said that, because my approach is distinct from, you know, any kind of traditional approach to eating disorders, because it's not, you know, saying it's an issue of control, it's an issue of I mean, there can be that element to it, but ultimately it is so much broader. It is really a fundamental misidentification of truth and of reality, right? That anyone with an eating disorder is seeking to find solidity, stability, their sense of self-worth in their body, which will never yield the results they want to have, which is also why I make, you know, many times people with, you know, kind of traditional eating disorder treatment will say, you can never totally be free, right? It's always going to be a struggle for you.
I hate that approach.
Yeah, and I think that's horrible. I completely disagree. You can have total freedom. I know it's possible because I have it, right? You can have total freedom from it. To the point, and when I say total freedom, that your sense of self-worth is not dependent or contingent on your body and how your body looks. So the 5-step process, you know, setting an intention, and this is what you were saying, the setting an intention is really setting an intention for what you want to experience. So for example, I intend to create a body, and you know, I intend to feel great in and about my body and myself. I intend to discover my inherent beauty and perfection. I intend to, experience myself as beautiful no matter what my body size. I intend to develop a peaceful and easy relationship with food in my body. Whatever it translates to for you, whatever your inherent, whatever your experience that you want to create, set an intention for that. And in setting the intention alone, you begin to orchestrate the events and the experiences required to move you in the direction you want to go. So that is step number one of the five-step process, set an intention. Step number two.
Before you go to step two, I just want to mention to our listeners that throughout your book, Love Your Body and Love Your Life, you provide summaries of what you offer. You give exercises for doing the things you suggest. And so even if a person may be listening on their computer and is essentially withdrawn from family life and real life, they can use your book to get started in dealing with negative body obsession right away. And I think that's really, really important for people to know.
Thank you for saying that. And yeah, there are exercises throughout the book. And really designed, you know, it is designed as a manual. And what I say, what I write in the introduction is this book is not a book you want to read and kind of leave on your bookshelf. It really is designed when you find yourself struggling, if you find you're at any time, you keep it with you, pick it up, right? Look at it. And whenever you doubt that you are perfect, turn to this book. Because the goal of it is to remind you of the truth that is the truth of your perfection.
Great. Thank you for taking that aside. Now for step two in the plan.
Sure. No, thank you. Step number two, identify and detach from your negative thoughts. So many of us live with a barrage of negative thoughts about ourselves. So thoughts such as, I'm not thin enough, I'm too fat, I'm too old, I'm not young enough, I'm too tall, I'm too short, I'm too this, I'm too that, not enough of this, not enough of that. The first step is becoming aware of these negative thoughts, becoming aware of them. And then from that place of awareness, you can learn how to detach from them so they no longer have control over your life. And again, there are exercises throughout the book designed to help you detach and break free from these thoughts. One thing is realizing that no thoughts about yourself, no negative thoughts about yourself or about your body are yours. They were given to you from outside. They are not yours, and therefore you do not have to listen to them. In fact, I would recommend always that you ignore them, disregard them. And that can be difficult when they have a stranglehold on you. But there are, again, a number of exercises in Love Your Body, Love Your Life designed to help you detach from the negative thoughts that are keeping you trapped.
Mm-hmm. I think that's really, really important. Now, you know, when you're in negative body obsession, you've got feelings such as jealousy and inadequacy and self-pity and anger, and you're thinking negative things about yourself too. And I want to ask you a question. On a larger level, I like to I work with Greg Braden's idea of what he calls an ancient method of prayer, which is a way to create or manifest in your life, and that is to have a thought, to energize it with an emotion, and hold those two together until you create whatever it is that you want or bring whoever you want into your life. Mm-hmm. And so the question that occurs to me is that if a person with NBO is having a negative thought and pairing it with a strong emotion and holding it together over time, aren't they busy creating the miserable life that they think they don't want? And isn't that part of why it has been very difficult for people to get out of it?
That is such a great question. And I'm going to answer that at a couple. I'm going to answer it. It's a sensitive question because it depends on your, ultimately it depends on your state of awareness. So if you are in the midst of, you know, NBO, and, you know, it's you exactly right. You see the negative emotion and you see the negative thought, and there is a way in which that is self-perpetuating and self-fulfilling. Now, if you think, if you can see, wow, I'm creating this, and that is an empowering realization for you, that's an empowering thought for you, then it can be a very helpful tool, because you can say, oh my gosh, let me stop creating this, right? Let mm-hmm. me make this shift so that I no longer keep self-perpetuating this reality. On the other hand, if you say, oh my gosh, I'm creating this, and then you feel guilty, then you feel yeah. ashamed, then you feel inadequate, then you feel like, oh my gosh, I am a failure because I am creating this miserable reality for myself and there's nothing I can do about it, then that is not a helpful perspective, right? In that case, it is not relevant, it is not even accurate to say that you are creating it. So the real question is, if you find that to be an empowering way of looking at it that will help you break free, then by all means, you can say, let it work and say, wow, I'm creating this, let me shift this. But if you find it to be disempowering, then I would not even go that direction.
That's a really great distinction. Thank you. Now, step three in the plan is to discover who you really are. How does one go about that? Sort of in a thumbnail sketch here.
So who you really are is not limited in any way to the body and the mind. Who you are is the ultimate reality, the timeless, eternal reality upon which and through which and in which the mind and the body occur. And you don't have to understand that other than realizing that who you are is not limited in any way. And when you see that who you are is not limited in any way, that is the doorway to true healing. Because the only way you begin to see your perfection, and what I'm talking about, that eternal perfection, is by realizing that who you are is the eternal, timeless reality. And the best way, the fastest way, the easiest way to begin to glimpse that, to begin to access that, is through the practice of meditation. And I talk about that in Love Your Body, Love Your Life. I give a number of, techniques to begin the practice of meditation if you don't already. One is an ancient Sanskrit mantra called Soham, where you silently repeat that mantra, inhaling so, exhaling hum, inhaling so, exhaling hum, silently, just coordinating it very gentle, very easy with yourself. And that is a regular and consistent meditation practice is the very best thing you can do to begin to access that part of yourself. I also talk about a number of other exercises in the book, such as practicing seeing beauty in everything. So, putting together a collage of pictures that you consider beautiful, pictures that you consider ugly, and practicing the beauty in all of them, right? Because there is this beauty that underlies everything, and the mind likes to divide beautiful, ugly, right, wrong, good, bad. And when you practice seeing the beauty in everything, that also is a stepping stone into this reality, which is already perfect, already beautiful, eternal, whole, and complete.
You're reminding me, I find myself with a smile on my face. My husband and I took a couple of months and went to Australia and New Zealand last year, and he's always felt that his legs, because he's a sturdily built, were not attractive. But he had, through my discussion with him about his legs and finding the beauty in them, he actually bought a couple pairs of shorts and wore them on our trip, which was really great. I'm kind of tickled about that. I hadn't even put that
beautiful.
Together till just now.
Beautiful.
So when we come back
that.
From our... Yeah, I do too. Thank you.
Yeah.
So when we're up to another break, and I want to talk about befriending our body when we come back. We've been talking here with Sarah Maria, who's a body image expert and author of Love Your Body, Love Your Life. You can find her at Sarah Maria, SarahMaria.com and BreakFreeBeauty.com. This is Full Power Living. Stay tuned for more.
Listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon. Have you noticed how much and how fast things are changing in this world? It's making stress our number one affliction. Staying emotionally balanced eliminates stress.
The only effective way to avoid stressing out with every change or disaster is to awaken your emotions. Emotions, you see, are special tools. They're available 24/7 to tell us what's best to do.
If you don't know the signal that anger, fear, depression, guilt, or jealousy are offering you, get the new CD album, Awaken Your Emotions, created especially for you in these stressful times by life coach Dakey Fox and emotional pro, longtime family therapist Eileen Dillon.
Easily handle everything life throws your way. When you gain mastery over these tools called emotions, you dramatically reduce stress, maintain personal balance, and permanently improve your life's overall quality.
Return to the inner peace of calmer times now. Get your copy of Awaken Your Emotions at the store at www.emotionalpro.com today.
That's www.emotionalpro.com.
Welcome back to Full Power Living. We've got a couple of announcements. Next week, we've got a very special treat when the best-selling author and lifetime psychic Sylvia Brown joins us, sharing information from her latest book, The Truth About Psychics. I was amazed to learn that Sylvia Brown has written more than 53 books, and 23 of them have been New York Times bestsellers. So I think you're in for a real treat, and it's a good thing to have right before we go into our new year. In January, we have Mark Goulston, who promises the secret to getting through to absolutely anyone from his book, Just Listen. And we have Ivan Rados, an author who's being published by Namaste, the folks who bring you Eckhart Tolle's books. And he's talking about health. It's all about consciousness. So please join us for these wonderful shows as we continue our quest to awaken the world to the power and importance of human emotions. We've got over 200 shows. Our guests are fantastic, like today's Sarah Maria. And something incredible is there for you to discover from each one. So listen to our archives on emotionalpro.com, or you can go to iTunes and type in my name, Eileen, I-L-E-N-E, Dillon, D-I-L-L-O-N, and download the shows to your MP3 player or your computer. And I want to remind you that I'm hosting two more internet radio shows on the Women's Information Network. They're having a grand launch event right now through December 12th, where they have prizes for everyone. And there's just a plethora of wonderful new shows in support of women and families around the world. You can find them at The Win Online, thewinonline.com. And while you're there, listen to episodes from the two shows I'm doing with life coach Dakey Fox. They're called Taking My Turn and Building Conscious Families. Our guest today, Sarah Maria, is a body image expert and founder of Break Free Beauty and the author of Love Your Body, Love Your Life. So I wanted to ask you, Sarah, you have been very influenced by the ideas and teachings of Deepak Chopra. What of his ideas have been most helpful to you in climbing out of negative body obsession?
It was really the realization that I was unlimited, you know, that started this. And that, you know, this idea of, he talks about unlimited field of pure possibility. So that was one thing that stayed with me. But really, you know, what I was in a place of absolute despair because of some health challenges and what I was going through. And his book, I was reading one of his books, and it filled me with hope at a time where I was in absolute despair, and that launched me on this path, this really the growing awareness of the spiritual truth of perfection. And he uses the language of infinite field of pure possibility, which was exactly what I needed at the time. I use the language of, you know, perfection and love. We're talking about the same thing, which is the ultimate reality, that you are, which is not in any way limited to your body and your mind. So those are the ideas, but deeper, you know, and as my own awareness has grown, it was an energetic phenomena, and that's, it's important to realize, and, you know, I can talk about this, I think, on your show, because it sounds like you're talking about consciousness. You have an audience that's aware of more of the spiritual side. Is that?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Great. So I love to be able to talk to audiences where they have that awareness, because as now, you know, and Deepak talks about this so much with quantum physics, that we know that physical reality is not even in the ultimate reality, and that it is an energy, you know, on the next level down, we are energy. We're energy and information. And so it really was the energy of truth that awakened, you know, that began this process of awakening. And that, what you said about the emotions, you know, what you talk so much about the emotions is great, because it very often, our emotions are the fastest way to help us access the kind of deeper levels of reality, right? That I was in this place of total despair, and then this energy of hope, right, began to pull me out of that despair. It was the energy of hope. It was the energy of love. And there were a number of, you know, you can have ideas or experiences that reaffirm that, but it really is that the energy of those emotions of hope, love, you know, and the feeling of connection. So the emphasis on emotions is really, I would say, can be even more helpful than the notion of ideas, because it is that deeper energetic level at which the transformation is taking place. And for people to really understand that, when, you know, like for your audience where there you have an understanding of a deeper level of reality, to see that it is that energy that is arriving to aid you in your transformation.
Wow, that's great. You know, it reminds me that as a therapist, I might sometimes say something to somebody, well, it looks like you're doing this, or what you may need to do is that, or something like that, presenting some truth that they don't really want to hear, and they'll tell me absolutely not, that I'm way off the mark, and I just go, oh, well, that thought came to me, so I thought I'd share it. And then 6 months later, they'll come in going, you know what I discovered today? And they'll tell me the same thing back. And so I like that, you know, like when you're talking about the power of encountering truth. Now, we have a question on our chat, whether you will speak about how the soul sees the body. The person says, I'm not even sure what I'm asking, but the question remains.
Well, that's a great question, and I know what you're asking. So no worries if you don't know what you're asking. That's beautiful. So how the soul sees the body is it's perfect, right? It's perfect because the body is Oh, the perfection, when you realize your body is, in a very real way, it gives you such a lens, such a doorway into the soul, because the body, from the moment of your conception until the moment of your passing, your body knows exactly what to do, right? Your body transforms from one single cell into a fetus, into an infant, into a child, into an adolescent, into an adult, without you even having to think about it, right? Your body orchestrates millions of processes. It synchronizes with the environment, with the seasonal rhythms, with the lunar rhythms. All of this gets synchronized automatically. Your body breathes, right? Every single, you know, breath you take throughout your whole life is taken for you, right? You don't even have to think about it. Every single time your eyes blink, you don't even ever have to think about that. All of that is taken care of. It is orchestrated for you. And when you see that, when you really get that, you begin to see that there is a reality that is beyond anything you can think about, right? That there is this reality that is happening without you having to do anything about it, and that you are part of that reality. Right, you are part of that reality. The body is simply one process in that reality. Right? It's simply a process in that reality, and who you are is that reality. So your soul, what your soul is that reality. Your soul is calling you to that reality. Your soul is designed so that you can experience that reality. And your body is a process in that reality. And your soul sees the body and experiences the body and everything that happens to the body as part of that eternal perfection.
Wow. Thank you. Wow. Thank you to our chat person for asking the question also. We're beginning to run short on time, and I want to be sure that we get steps 4 and 5, befriending
Great.
My body and
yeah.
a sense of purpose in. So would you talk about those?
Talk about them quickly. Step number 4 is befriend your body, and it is what I just said, that realizing your body is your very best friend. We have this idea that our body is the enemy, right? That, oh, no matter what I eat, my body gains weight. No matter how much I exercise, my body does this. My body doesn't do that. All of that is an illusion, because your body is your very best friend. Again, from the moment of conception, your body has one agenda, and that is to promote your well-being and your transformation. And when you get that your body is your very best friend, and that your body is part of this process that is calling you home, your body is part of this process that is calling you home to the ultimate reality that you are, right? You can create a collaborative relationship between your body, your mind, and your soul. And that collaborative relationship will help you heal, will help you transform. So that's step number 4, befriend your body. Step number 5, live with purpose, right? So many people have a sense of meaninglessness. What is my purpose? Why am I here? Know that your existence is purposeful, right? It is not contingent on anything you do. It is not contingent on any experience. It is etched into the very fabric of your being. So it might translate into a career that's part of your purpose, that, you know, how you relate to your family, how you, you know, smiling at people on the street. Ultimately, your purpose is anything and everything you do, because your purpose itself is is your existence itself is purposeful. That you are, by the nature of your existence, part of the purpose of reality and the unfolding of that reality. And when you step into living that, into embodying that, your whole life transforms.
Wow. And you also bring out something that I often tell people when they're in any kind of a hole, and that is to be of service to others, what I have learned to consider as selfless service. Will you just take a minute and tell us the power of service from your perspective?
Absolutely. Sure. Service, when you really begin to ask, you know, how can I help? How can I serve? Right? That you begin to align yourself with your purpose, right? That in a very real way, we are all here to give something, right? We are here to give, and it is in giving, you know, that we receive, right? And it's the prayer of St. Francis of Assisi, right? That we, when we give, we receive, and that when we serve, we align ourselves with our purpose. Right, and I will say one caveat to that, or not even a caveat, but it is always very important, you know, give and serve in a way that affirms your self-worth, because many times people say, oh, great, I want to give, I want to serve, and then they deplete themselves so much that they you know, end up exhausted and depleted. So always you say, how can I help, how can I serve, you know, while treating myself with love and reverence, because that love and that reverence for yourself is what is going to allow you to serve in the capacity and in the greatest capacity that you want to in your life.
Wow, that is a really good point, and I'm really glad you brought that out. Well, we've come to the end of our time. Let me remind our listeners of your two websites, Sarah. That's SarahMaria, SarahMaria.com and BreakFreeBeauty.com. And I want to thank you, Sarah, for doing your own service through your ongoing work and also through taking the time to write Love Your Body, Love Your Life. And it seems like 90% of us not liking and loving our bodies, we have a tremendous benefit from your service leading people out of the negative body obsession wilderness and into the light, literally. So thank you for your work, and thank you very much for being with us here today on Full Power Living.
Thank you. It's absolutely a blessing, and please do, anyone who is interested, sign up for my free e-zine on BreakFreeBeauty.com. Check out SarahMaria.com. Sign up for the free teleseminar. There are resources available, and I'm honored to help you.
Great. Thank you. Be sure to join us every Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time when we continue our tradition of bringing you the most cutting-edge thinkers and helpers on the planet addressing the power of emotion in our lives. Don't miss world-renowned psychic Sylvia Brown next week as we discuss the truth about psychics. We look forward to having you with us again. And thanks to our supportive and talented producer at Fresh Talk Media, Paul Johnston. Until next time, I'm your host, Eileen Dillon, thanking you for listening and reminding you, pay attention to what you want to become, not to what you want to overcome.
Listening to Full Power Living with Eileen Dillon.